All right. Welcome back. Right now, I'm very pleased to be welcoming some other folks to the show. First, it's Charlie Mount, director of a show I just saw recently, and Nick McDowell Musila, an actor. And both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Was I close enough to your name?
That's the question. Oh, you're really close. That was great.
Okay. All right. And I know we have a limited amount of time, unfortunately, but I wanted people to know that, you know, we saw the play that you were doing, and it was just phenomenal. It was right up here around where KPFK is, and you can tell us the exact address in a little bit. But I was just really dramatically moved by it. I thought it was a very important piece.
Oh, and it's, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. And thank you is actually the thing. But, you know, because also there's a thing here of like where a lot of people were like looking at it at, oh, it's going to be funny. It's this. And there were laughs and there were other things that were going on. But the main thing is that you really did portray a certain thing that's happening in the world, a certain thing that's really important for people to understand. And I wanted to ask you guys what you saw in this play that made you want to do this. So maybe, Charlie, we start with you and then we'll move on to Nick.
Sure. Well, the first thing as a director that I saw in the play was that it was directable. It was well written, great characters, great structure to it. And there was certainly a lot there for me to play with. But also, I'm very interested in the political ideas. I wrote a political play myself, Theater West did years ago, called The Leather Apron Club. And a lot of the ideas were, I found, very similar. In fact, that's why I was recommended as a director for this play. The idea that of consequentialism. The idea that if you are, the means justify the ends, that if you're doing something for the political good of the country, then you are justified. And that's what Mark was writing about in this play. And I found that intriguing, the idea that, the play takes place in 1973 in Chile during the CIA coup of Salvador Allende's Marxist socialist government. Mm-hmm. And it's a comedy, it's a thriller. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We're not polemics, we're storytellers. But as you say, there are these elements of these political elements that, even though it takes place in 1973, have a lot to say about our continued misfires of American adventurism that continue to this day. As we find out in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, where we try to impress upon the world our American ideals and fail spectacularly all the time. So I find all of that interesting, and that's what interested me about the play. And I wanted to bring it out in an entertaining and in a compelling fashion. And happily, I had a really well written play to do that with.
Okay, Nick, what about you? I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm just listening, and I'm thinking, the thing that's always in the background there is in the play is the elected government of Chile and what happened there, and even though it's like it's not a really strong part of this particular play, it is there. It's always there. People who know what's happening and there's even references to it. It was, some very horrible things were done. And I think it's really important for people to recognize. And I thought one of the things that was really, really good about what the play is doing is it's actually making that a known thing out there now in a way that hasn't been done before. So what do you think of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, now all of a sudden, I try to research as much as I can, and I'm still catching up. I just saw a Netflix documentary last night called The Massacre at the Stadium, mm-hmm. About Victor Jara, mm-hmm. the musician. And it's like, they're calling it the first 9/11. And yeah, you're right. It's the kind of thing that, you're being reawakened to something that you probably should have always heard about, especially because of the parallels and how, we're still sort of influenced by the two competing ideologies in the play, I think, and that's really why, I mean, it's an incredible play. It's really funny. And it has a lot to say, but why I really love it is, I feel like the people are having those conversations in a very personal way. You know, these big ideological conversations are between, you know, different ways of thinking are clashing in this hotel room. And that was, I couldn't be more real for me, especially going through the Trump years, like, mm-hmm. you know, so that I just found it really personal, as well as, you know, as well as all the other great things about the play. I was really able to dive in and relate to it.
Yeah, you know, one of the folks sitting here who actually also saw the thing with me, you know, has pointed out that one of the last lines was, "We have to spread democracy so we don't have to overthrow all these elected officials that we don't like." You know, which it's funny, but then it's also, "Whoa, wait a minute, what am I laughing at?" You know. So.
Well, it's a real change, I think, that happened in American foreign policy probably back, you know, right after World War II. I mean, before then, American foreign policy was, let's protect the United States of America. You know, you can go all the way back to John Adams and the Barbary States and all of that, you know, all of our little American adventurism around the globe. But after World War II, it became more about, we need the rest of the world to become America now. You know, especially during the... after the war, the whole war on terror, and the idea that we need to, I think what Nick said was interesting, that people have these conversations personally now, because I think that's what the play talks about. Even though there are these great political machinations going on between Nixon and Kissinger and the CIA agents in the hotel and the play, what's really going on is much more personal. You know, I think the play says that. Everything has little to do with political ideals and humanistic intonations of global harmony, and it's much more to do with personal agendas, egos, and ethical rationalizations. I mean, the play really is about the characters' motivations rather than their highfalutin ideas of what Americanism will do to help the world. It really is, can I get the credit? Can I increase my own worth in the world? Can I get the job that I want? You know, and I think it really does. I mean, it's a lot to do with personality. I mean, I remember back during the beginnings of the Iraq conflict with George Bush, the people were talking about how, you know, a big motivation for him invading Iraq had very little to do with the war on terror and much more to do with the fact that Saddam Hussein didn't like his dad. You know, I find that insane. I find that crazy that, you know, massive armies are set upon the world because somebody got mad at somebody else. It's really crazy, and it affects us all, and affects us for decades. And I think the play really brings that out, the idea that these personal aspirations lead to these global massive complications.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that too, though, because there is, when you think about that, the whole way that stuff gets done in the you know, what they used to be called the Third World. You know, where people have the rights that people have in that part of the world are the rights that the various imperialist powers give them, you know, and they can be taken away very quickly, as we've seen. And actually, that was one of the things that, you know, as I was watching the play, it really struck me, this idea, not just there was like America had made a decision about what was going to be done with that part of the world, you know, and the irony there is that, you know, we did have something that was done to that part of the world that was real and it was there and it caused a lot. And that Allende, his name is there all the time, you know, and if you knew, and I felt like it was reminding us that there was a bigger thing that really happened that did this. And I think that's something that's really important for people to pay attention to, because your play was really, really, I really enjoyed it. And I thought there was stuff that made you laugh. There was stuff that made you went, whoa. But there was actually, at the end, for me anyway, and the folks that I went with, we really felt a sort of a necessity to understand what was, you know, what is life like in that part of the world, and especially when this part of the world is making it so terrible for people. So let's, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll speak to it then, man. Go ahead.
It's remarkable. I mean, like, you say that we did a great thing over there. I mean, like, we perhaps could, I don't know much about the history, but we perhaps could have been encouraging them to be democratic. And then, when they didn't behave the way, I guess, we or certain people wanted them, to behave. You know, Nixon's on record of like, this is an embarrassment if they elect a Marxist. Yeah, it just it's a double standard. It's kind of. But at the same time, what did we experience on January 6th? I mean, like, So I really appreciate that's your takeaway, that it made you want to investigate further. I think that's an amazing thing for a play to make you feel that way.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I also am running out of time. I'm going to be whipped if I don't. But I really want to thank you guys for doing this. And can you give people, where's the play? When's it playing? So we can get that?
Well, you go to theaterwest.org, and you get all the information there. But it's at Theater West, which is over by Universal at 3333 Cahuenga Boulevard West. And it's playing Fridays and Saturday nights and Sunday matinees through October 24th. And just so that everybody knows, you do need to be vaccinated. They will be looking at vaccination cards outside before you come in. And the place is – everybody working inside is vaccinated. So we've gone to great lengths to make sure everybody is safe and secure.
All right, folks, I want to thank you very much for talked with my friends about this. I talked with the person I went to see it with on the way home, all this stuff. I really urge people to go and see this. I thought it was a really good play. So once again, I thank you, and I look forward to talking with you again. All right, so take care. All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Sure. You're listening to The Michael Slate Show, and we've been talking to a whole lot of people today, and it's actually a lot of fun here now because you're really feeling like you're doing something, okay? Now, the play, again, is at the Theater West and it's actually an incredibly easy place to find, okay? It's not very far from KPFK, so if you're one of the people to hang out here. I want to thank everybody who took part in the show today. I want especially thanks to Kiana Williams and Henry Carson, who stayed and basically, they did a hell of a lot today, all right, keeping up with this, because I was just really leaning towards going wherever I wanted to go, but they held me in, all right? So, and stay tuned now for Sergio, who I'm really glad to see he's coming on. Yep. Always happy to see you, brother. All right, so, and we will talk to you again next week.